A 2019 analysis in the journal Nature identified 9 tipping points, from the collapse of the West Antarctic ice sheet to the thawing of Arctic permafrost, that the planet appears close to reaching, any one of which might very well be triggered if warming exceeds 1.5 degrees centigrade. Going beyond 2 degrees centigrade is a very critical step, says Johan Rockström, director of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, not only in terms of economic and human impact, but also in terms of the stability of the Earth. To keep temperatures from rising past the 1.5 centigrade goal, we would need to cut global greenhouse gas emissions 7.6% every year for the next decade, according to a report from the UN Environmental Program, the UNEP. That's about the level the COVID-19 pandemic will reduce emissions this year, but virtually no one thinks a deadly pandemic and accompanying unemployment is a sustainable way to halt climate change, and recessions are typically followed by sharp rebounds in emissions. To achieve the 1.5 centigrade goal without creating mass disruption has always meant thoughtfully restructuring the global economy, moving it away from fossil fuel extraction slowly but surely. Scientists and economists agree this is the last opportunity we have to do so. If we delay further than 2020, says Rockström, there's absolutely no empirical evidence that it can be done in an orderly way. As of June, countries that had spent some $11 trillion on measures to halt the pandemic and stem its economic impact, according to the IMF. Economists say that's not enough, and countries and central banks plan to keep on doling out money to help the global economy stay afloat. There are lots of things we could be buying with that money that would make our lives better and protect us from climate disaster. In recent months, leading institutions across the spectrum have offered approaches that are varied in their specifics, but generally similar in philosophy. Invest in greener infrastructure. The International Energy Agency, the IEA, for example, calls for an annual $1 trillion investment in clean energy for the next 3 years. At a cost of about 0.7% of global GDP, this would represent a small portion of the funds spent to combat COVID-19, but could be transformative. Expansion and modernization of electric grids would allow for easier flow of renewable energy. Governments could buy out gas-guzzling vehicles, pushing consumers to go electric. Homes and buildings could be retrofitted to consume less energy.